So let's go from visual arts to the musical arts. This week, Australian author and documentary maker John Safran is presenting the J-Files on Double J. The programme will explore artists who have sung about mortality, morality, and the meaning of life. Indeed, the theme for this week's J-Files is Dear God. Kaz Tran has compiled a playlist of songs inspired by the programme. Hi, Kaz.
Hi, it's great to be with you, Norman.
That's Dear God's an interesting theme for the J-Files. I didn't think that really entered Double J or Triple J's parlance, really.
Well, you know, sometimes, well, a lot of the time you're right. We do focus on major artists and influence and their back catalogue. But sometimes we like to explore broader themes and bring together an array of artists and hear, you know, lots of intersecting thoughts, I guess, and get great stories as well from the audience.
So what artists is John Safran going to talk about?
Well, plenty. We've been very intrigued by the question. Indeed, studies and census data have been showing us that young adults have been moving more and more away from traditional religion. But then there's been other lines of thinking, editorials saying that we need, you know, religion now more than ever. So we've got the man for the job in John Safran.
He's highly spiritual man. Like he's known for it.
Well, a spiritual sleuth. I don't know whether he's terribly spiritual himself. He's explored the subject of many intellectual angles, so he'll be taking a musical angle on the topic and cover a range of songs that span all sorts of contemporary genres that ponder the bigger questions in life. So it's going to be really exciting, Norman.
So what songs have you chosen for us this week?
Well, there have been plenty of artists over the years we've become aware of who religion and spirituality is at the core of what they do. Yusuf Islam, Bob Dylan, Prince, the Reverend Al Green. We've got a lot more, I guess, contemporary artists that you'll be hearing from. Maybe some that you've forgotten about or some that you just didn't know. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, of course, you know, he's always explored, you know, spirituality in a very intense way throughout his back catalogue. Lauryn Hill from the Fugees. And a songwriter from the States called Sufjan Stevens. I don't know if you're aware of his work, Norman, but a very devoted Christian. And a lot of his
Maybe
music
that's
is...
Why.
Maybe that is why. And then a beautiful one to end the week. Hopefully we'll get to that one. George Harrison and a song inspired by his Hare Krishna faith, My Sweet Lord.
What's today's pick?
Today's pick comes to us from XTC and a song which songwriter Andy Partridge was, expressing his doubt of the existence and the benevolence of God, something he'd been grappling with as a youngster for many years. So this is The Result, a song from their album Skylarking. And it's called Dear God.
And I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of beer, but all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from.
Dear God by English rock band XTC. Thanks to Double J's Kaz Tran. She hosts Classic Album of the Week on Double J and the podcast Don't Look Back.